Welcome everyone to the special ManaCast on the topic of helping Mana members communicate with customers while many customers' offices are shut down or prohibiting sales visits. I'm Charlie Cohn, CEO of Mana, and today my guests are Mana Chairperson John Davis, CEO of RepFirm Paul Davis Automation, Chardon, Ohio, and Mana Board Member Charlie Ingram, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Aries Magnetics, Erie, Pennsylvania. If you have any questions for John or Charlie, please email them to ccohon@manaonline.org, and we'll reply to as many as possible before the end of the call. If we can't answer your questions live, we will reply by email. Charlie, let's start with you. You made some great points about why having a manufacturer's representative sales force is especially beneficial to Aries Manufacturing during the COVID-19 crisis. Could you elaborate for our listeners' benefit?
Well, there are actually a number of advantages that I found instantaneously, Charlie. The first of which, a couple of weeks ago, we were put on a travel lockdown where we could not travel around the country or anywhere in North America, let alone internationally. And the disadvantage, of course, is if you have a direct sales force, I don't care how many regional managers you have, you can't get around to see all of your customers. With a integrated rep force, independent rep force, we were able to keep contact with our customers right away. There was no travel restriction on them being able to go see their customers. So that was a huge advantage immediately. Related to that is many customers started having travel restrictions themselves, visit restrictions, if you will, to go into facilities. And this has been very disruptive for everyone, but most of us get reps because of the relationships they have on a local basis with their customer base in their region. And customers, even if they couldn't have any visitors, they'll reach out in these difficult times. They'll reach out to those that they have the best relationships with. Customers instinctively will reach out to trusted resources and the ones that they know, both brand awareness from a manufacturer standpoint, as well as those who have always supported them. So that's the local rep, and that helped immediately. Customers can be in touch with their reps and reps vice versa through Skype and phone, email, text, of course, all those different things that they've always had set up. I think more recently, Charlie, one of the things I've noticed in the last week or so is as many of the areas of the country have been put in lockdown, restricted isolation, not being able to travel at all or get out, and having to work remotely, reps do this instinctively. That's their normal mode of operation. Many manufacturers like ourselves have been working the last week or two to get people set up at home, which is not instinctive. It's not what we normally do. There's a lot of work to be done. For reps, you just snap your fingers and they're already doing it. They've always have done it. They work from their homes. They work, they use technology very well. I'm sure John's going to share some of that with us as well, as far as how reps can be most in contact with their customer base. Our reps are still getting us orders. They're still generating interest. They're communicating not just with our customers, but they're also keeping us abreast of what they're doing. They are multi-firm representatives, as a matter of fact. So they keep us in tune with what's going on with their other manufacturers. We're not above learning from them as to what things are going on and best practices, and learning through our reps has been invaluable. Charlie, the last thing I would mention, and you know how I am, I'm a very strong proponent of rep councils, and the Aries rep council has been instrumental in keeping us abreast of things. You know, as we want to know what's going on in the marketplace, instead of trying to communicate with and back and forth with all kinds of different personnel, we can go instantaneously to our rep council and ask them what's going on. They are already tuned in with their team members, other reps, and they get back to us on what's happening in their part of the country, what's going on with customers, best practices, and we get information that can help us quickly and help us change the way we might be doing business normally, because these are unusual times, to say the least.
Thank you. John, reps have been reaching out to me to ask how to transition working with customers, transition to working with customers who no longer are available for face-to-face discussions. You've done some research on tools reps can use to communicate with customers who they may not be able to see in person for weeks or even months. And from what you've told me, the good news is that most of these tools are free. What tools are you recommending?
Well, sure. Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate the question and having me on. First and foremost, before we even get into the technology of platforms, I would say invest in a good headset. And I didn't originally have this on my list, but after going through a week of customer calls with people who are not used to working at home, I have had my fill of poor audio and everything else. So my recommendation would be, go on Amazon, look for a good headset that works with both your computer and your phone. So if you have to do some type of online webinar, it'll link up with your computer too. And this is one of those cases where I would recommend not cheaping out. Go with a good good manufacturer like a Bose or an Apple or somebody like that, and it'll be a good investment. Since we can't be in front of our customers today, just like how we like to portray a good professional appearance with our customers when we see them in person, the only appearance that we have for them right now is the one of our voice. So having a good headset is important to that. So,
which one you bought?
Oh, sure. I am currently, and you'll probably laugh at this, Charlie, I'm using a set of Apple AirPods, so hopefully they sound good. Although I do have a couple other ones, one of which I affectionately call my trucker headset, which I bought at a rest stop and has the best sound quality of everything. So,
fair enough. Sorry to interrupt. Please go ahead.
No. You're good. So for as far as technology, there's a bunch of different platforms out there that can be utilized. And, of course, the ones that I like are the ones that are either no cost or low cost out of the box. I think the top two, at least from market share standpoint, are going to follow probably who you use for your office documents and your email. And what I mean by that is, if you're a Microsoft operation and you subscribe to Office 365, what comes along free with that, it used to be known as Skype, but now it's called Microsoft Teams, is a great web platform, which coincidentally a lot of larger companies, so our customer base, would be using that as well. So that's Microsoft Teams, and at least for the duration of the COVID-19 epidemic, or pandemic, I should say, they have made that free if you don't already have it with your subscription. As a comparison to that, if you're not Microsoft, the chances are you're probably using Google in one shape or another, whether it's for email or if you're using all the document and online office tools they have. Google Hangouts is free, and it's a fantastic tool as well. And that should be included as either the free version, which you can get with just having a Google account of any type, or there is an enhanced business version that you should also get for free as part of your business package with them. If neither of those are anything that you're interested in or you've used them before and you don't like them, Zoom Meetings is a very popular up-and-coming, or I should say up-and-coming, a lot of people are using it, platform for video conferencing and online meeting, and right now it is either reduced price or free. And Uber Conference is another interesting option for that. Some of my sales guys have used that with good success. And last but not least is good old GoToMeeting, which has been around forever, and they are still there to serve, although I think their pricing has remained pretty much intact from before the pandemic, but I could be wrong about that. I'll make one more note as far as technology. Don't be afraid to use your phone. I was talking to one of my distributor salespeople who's a 30-year veteran, and he was trying to make light of an otherwise unique situation by saying he feels like he's back in the beginning of his career, where he's on the phone all day long doing cold calls, and he said in an odd way he loves it. So as a technological update to that, make sure you know how to conference people in on your cell phone. I know that Apple phones can do that as well as Android phones. Not only is it a good way to loop in maybe a distributor person with an end customer, But from a principal perspective, I know that all of my principals have certainly appreciated getting a call on a moment's notice where I say, hey, Charlie, I've got a customer on the other line. I need to conference you in. Do you mind being conferenced in? I hit the button. We have a joint sales call, if you will, virtually, and it works out very well.
Excellent. So once a rep has identified the tools that he or she wants to use and has practiced with them enough to be comfortable using them, what are the best ways to get customers to embrace new technologies for communication?
Well, I think it depends on the type of customer that you're speaking with. If it is the type of customer, let's say it's an engineer, for example, chances are, based on their own corporation, especially if they're a larger corporation, they have extensive experience with online meeting tools because for years that is how companies have been communicating internally and with other vendors, is via some type of online sharing tool. So if it's somebody who's in an office who recently got moved remote, you're probably going to wind up using whatever they have. If they don't have something, I would ask them what they do have and see if you can use that. Chances are it's going to be Microsoft Teams if I had to make prognostication on that. So I would say with most people it's going to be Microsoft Teams, but probably the best advice I can give is have as many of these tools in your toolbox as possible, because there's a lot of them and a lot of different customers use different platforms for different things, and having a little bit of experience with all of them will just make the transition smoother. For folks who are not normally in an office, maintenance people, people out in the factory floor, this is where you have to get a little bit more creative. They may not have a computer workstation in an area that's conducive to doing some type of online meeting, so you may have to do something a little bit more non-traditional, like video calling, like FaceTime or Skype. You may have to learn how to upload quick videos to YouTube if you just need to show them something real quickly, like how do you change a parameter on a piece of equipment. You can upload that to YouTube, texting, ask them. I would say that would be the best thing, and be open to a variety of different options there.
Okay. At the beginning of the call, I invited people to send an email if they had a question. Again, my email address, ccohon@manaonline.org, manaonline.org. I do have a question for John. John, and the question is, let's say I pick one of the tools John has recommended. How do I learn to use it quickly?
That's a good question. Well, being 2020, Charlie, I'd say the answer to pretty much any question of how do I learn X or Y quickly is to go to YouTube, or as I like to call it, YouTube University. There's about 3 billion searches per month on YouTube of how to do things, how to do anything. And most major corporations that have some type of technology product they're offering have videos on YouTube showing how to use their product. So I would start with YouTube and see how far you can get there. The other thing I would say, too, especially right now, everybody's in the same boat of trying to manage through all of this, and a bit of awkwardness in the meeting is certainly understandable. And we've had some good laughs this week out of web meetings that have not gone quite as planned, but we're still successful. There's always the good ones where people forget to mute things, and we had one guy sweet talking his dog in the middle of a phone meeting, which was a call for good humor. So we're still working through it. People will understand if you don't quite know it, but in summary, I would say start with YouTube, and you can't go wrong there.
Excellent. So one last comment, and that is, it's important to remember that you need to do more than just communicate with your customers. Charlie, a quote from you from the September 2012 issue of Agency Sales comes to mind. To close out today's ManaCast, could I ask you to share that quote with our listeners?
You've proven to me, Charlie, that I have to watch what I say 8 years prior to this. And since this is being recorded, I guess I better be careful.
Yes.
I do recall that basically it's, the quote is that customers, that our reps need to keep in touch with their with their principals as much as they keep in touch with their customers. I suppose you're going to read the bloody thing word for word for me. But
I was hoping you would. It sounds better coming from you.
Yeah. I don't remember where I put that thing. But the
I'll do it. I'll do it. Is that what you said? The words of wisdom that have lived this decade since is don't be invisible to your manufacturer. I'm here to tell you that you'll never receive the credit you're due unless you take that credit. There's no way your manufacturers can know about all that you do in the field unless you tell them about it. Now, I do have one more question that has come in, and that is for either how do you handle cold calls or sales calls knowing your customer base is probably on hold with new projects? You want to be sensitive in this new environment, but it would be nice to reach out.
Well, I'll take that while John's thinking about he's on the front lines. The recommendation I would always have is very similar to the quote you just read, and that is you cannot be invisible to your customers. There are projects that are going forward right now. There are projects that are on hold. There's a lot of confusion among our customer base and what they're going to do with their own business. There's uncertainty, and nobody likes uncertainty when they're trying to plan for their business. The key component there, and that's where the advantage of having all of these reps scattered through the country, is that they're keeping in touch with their customer. And for cold calls and everything else, is just to find out what's going on. The customer that 2 weeks ago was not interested in your product or service may very well be very interested now because of what's going on for their business. It's a fluid situation, and you got to keep in touch. And we could never keep up with what's going on in the field, in the marketplace, with our customer base, if we only had regional managers or product people just scattered around. We've got a in-depth rep sales force, and they're able to keep tabs on it. And that's my biggest recommendation, Charlie, is that guys like John and his colleagues out in the marketplace keep in touch constantly, because it's ever changing every day.
Well spoken, Charlie. Yeah, and I was making some notes here while Charlie was giving his answer, which is spot on. So I would say my answer to this is threefold, and I was talking to one of my business associates, one of my salespeople, about this the other day. He asked me that exact question, and I think that we still have to do it. We still have to reach out to customers, and we still have to do our jobs, if for no other reason than and maybe this is putting sales in a more noble position than it earns to be, or that it should be. But we are tasked with keeping the wheels on the economy through a downturn like this, and that all starts with sales. And I think part of it is if we stop, we're in high danger of a self-fulfilling prophecy of making this worse than it already is. So, in that vein, we've still been reaching out, and the reception that we've gotten from customers has been very good, and I think it's been that way for three reasons. One is just normalcy. The people that we talk to, they like to hear from us. They like to know that the world hasn't ended, and every contact that they have with a vendor or with a work colleague or what have you is another data point of that, hey, things are different, but they're still operating semi-normally, and not everybody is out of a job, and we're doing all right. Plus, a lot of these people are at home, and they might be lonely. Maybe it's their first time working from home. And in the case of one of my customers, he has five children at home, so he loves to be able to get away and talk to me a lot more than he used to. So it's all good. Kind of in that same thing is bandwidth. It is really hard, and Charlie, I'm sure your reps have seen the same thing. When engineers are in the office, trying to get in touch with them is tough. They are constantly being pulled into meetings. They're out on the factory floor. They're troubleshooting machines. I mean, it's their time is at a premium. When they're at home or working from home, they are working for sure, but they are heads down in a single task typically, and their phone is sitting right there on their desk. One thing that is very nice about this is that I can all of a sudden get in touch with people, and they pick up the phone. I've never really had that before, so it's that's quite nice. And, lastly, from a technique thing, I don't think that anybody wants to be hard sold to right now. There's just too much going on in the world to have that type of distraction. The instructions that I gave my business partners and my salespeople was, you know, approach it with an outlook of humility of, hey, you know, we're still here. How can we help? Is there anything that we can do? And it's been more of a message of helping outreach. Can I help you modify that CAD file? Can I get you some information you don't have? What do you not have at home that I can get you that I have access to? That type of thing. I think with that approach, we've seen success so far, all, you know, 5 days into this thing. So I don't know, either Charlie, do you have anything to add to that?
No, the only thing I think I would add is that you can show that you're sensitive to the situation. If you are sending an email or a text or leaving a voicemail message to include an inquiry to say, we're in a new world, and while we're in this new world, what is the preferred way for me to get in touch with you in the future? What would you, in other words, let them tell you, do they want emails, do they want texts, do they want phone calls, do they want Skype, do they want FaceTime? You know, put that in with your message, and you should, you'll find out what is the way they want to be reached, and B, you'll show that you have their interests at heart and that you want to do business with them the way they want to be done business with.
I couldn't agree more. That's a great thing.
Well,
absolutely.
This concludes today's conversation. I did get some emails that some folks were having trouble reaching us or that their cell connection was dropping in and out. And I do want to let everyone know that a recording of this ManaCast will be sent automatically to everyone who registered for the event. So within the next couple of days, if you didn't hear us live, you'll hear the recording. And beyond that, I just want to thank you, John and Charlie. You've helped us to put a better face on a bad situation. It's much appreciated.
Well, I think Charlie is the better face of this equation, but, you know, we'll go with that.
That's pretty face will take you a long way, John. But to everyone out there, salespeople are what make the world go round, and our customer base, whatever business you're in, needs us, and there's a lot of service we can provide. So everyone stay safe, be well, and we'll get on to the other side of this thing.
So long, all.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are we offline, Charlie?
I have been trying to turn on off the recording. We're not. No, we're still all connected. And you know, I'll reach back out to you.
Good. Okay. Please
do. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye.